For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Jalen Warren, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier, and today, Cody, we're going to be delivering bad news to probably about half of the National Football League's starting running backs, because a lot of these guys are about to get absolutely nuked in the NFL draft by this outstanding class of young runners that's coming in. It's not just as we've talked about before, not just a really, really talented class, but a super, super deep class. What we're going to do today is go through an exercise that should help you a little bit in your early best ball drafts as far as players you might want to fade at their current ADPs, if people are not worried about them losing their jobs, or if you're looking to maybe sell off some players in Dynasty that could be elevated right now because their positioning on their team's depth chart seems like it's strong, but it's not going to be strong after the draft. And so the fact is, you could take these players with this sort of artificially elevated level of favorability right now in the dynasty streets and sell them now before all that comes crashing down on after, you know, day one or day two of the NFL draft. So we're going to rank them from the running backs most likely to get nuked. We'll go through 32 of these guys, most likely to get nuked to least likely to get nuked. Cody, how are we going to start this thing out?
Do we just go alphabetical, or do we just, well, I don't know. I don't know how we,
well, I mean, how about we just talk about can I nominate one to be the most likely to get nuked?
Sure.
Okay. And we can go through and we can change the order. But I think in first place is got to be the situation with the Cleveland Browns. The starter there right now is scheduled to be Jerome Ford. Only Pierre Strong is on the roster behind him. If you look at the picks that the Cleveland Browns have in this upcoming NFL draft, if I get my little pick sheet pulled up here, I believe they have their first and second round pick. I believe they also have two third round picks as well. So they're going to be picking through all right. So Cleveland has pick number what? They have number 2 overall, number 33 overall, number 67 overall. Then they have number 94 overall, which is their third round pick that they got from Buffalo. Also picking early in the fourth round, all those could be, you know, you could see something like, you know, even if it was that fourth round pick, you could see somebody like Dylan Sampson or Trevor Etienne or something like that coming in and just completely blowing up a Jerome Ford. So that would be my top nomination here.
I'll go to Denver. They have Audric Estime. They have Jaleel McLaughlin, Blake Watson, Tyler Beatty. I didn't put those.
They're most likely to get nuked.
I didn't put all these guys in the same bucket, but Sean Payton did. I think this backfield's most likely to get nuked because Sean Payton told us it was most likely to get nuked by putting all four of those guys in the bucket when we asked him about it at the NFL Combine. You're looking at round one, like complete nuclear, you know, attack on this Denver backfield for a Super Saiyan back like Travion Henderson, like an Amari Hampton, like a Quinshon Judkins coming in here and just totally being the alpha.
Yeah, I can buy that. So let's put Denver at number one. because like you, and you know, not much of a takeaway from that because they didn't like, you know, everybody's, this is going to be most actionable for the ones that people are kind of getting excited about, right? They're like, no one's excited about Audric Estime or Jaleel McLaughlin or Tyler Bidet or Blake Watson. Yeah. You know, I tried to
get excited about Blake Watson last year for like a couple of weeks.
Okay. So, are we keeping a list here in our sheet of
yep.
Okay. So that will be number one. Can we say Cleveland number two?
Yep.
Okay. Cleveland number two. Any nominations for the third most likely just off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, Vegas, they signed Raheem Mostert, got rid of Alexander Mattison, Zamir White is there. Vegas has to be at the top of the chain right now. They're in heavy, heavy, heavy projection to get Ashton Jeanty at the sixth pick overall. As much as I disagree with it, it 100% feels like they're either going to go running back at six or at pick 37 in round two. And then if they don't do that, there's two picks back, you know, within five picks of each other in the top 75 in the middle part of the third round. So they're 100% getting a running back in those first four. It sounds like it might be at number six. So Vegas has to be on this list.
How many, what are the picks for the, what picks do the Patriots have?
The Patriots are currently selecting at pick 4, 38, 69, 77. So they have four in the top 77.
Ramondre is getting nuked.
Their fifth is at pick 105.
Ramondre is getting nuked.
Do you think he's more of a like first two, three round nuke, or do you think he's more of like a, they bring in somebody in the fourth, fifth, like a Martinez?
Even a Damian Martinez, I think would qualify
him.
But I do. All right. So do we think that the New England guys are more likely to get to have this situation occur than the Cowboys guys, Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, who both signed deals as backup level deals? But we've seen that these guys think that they can pay $4 million a year. That was their plan last year with Zach Moss. They couldn't make it happen. Right?
They have four fifth-round picks.
Well, I mean, which of these guys are going to – it's all right. Well, let's talk about who's going in the – who we project to go, like, fifth round as far as these guys. And it's – I mean, some of these running backs that could go fifth round – like, is Woody Marks going fifth round?
So currently on NFL Mock Draft Database where – the mock draft ADP currently stands. Dallas is picking, like I said, 150 to 174. They have four picks. So between 150 and 174, that's RJ Harvey, 152. I think that's low. Trevor Etienne, pick 156. Jarquez Hunter, 172. Breshard Smith, 190. Raheem Sanders, 208.
Bro, Cody, that's like my, if I were an NFL GM, I wouldn't be able to sleep prior to day three knowing that I had those kinds of guys possibly available to me in round five. Are you kidding?
That's the spot, right? You put like a Jarquez Hunter in there. He's clearly – this is going to be like the quintessential run it back with Byron going out to Dallas Cowboys camp again. He's going to go, well, they got Javonte and Miles Sanders, but Jarquez Hunter definitely has the legs for this one, and it's going to be just like last year with Rico Dowdle.
Okay.
But even to a bigger extent. So, yeah, I think Dallas definitely – as far as draft capital, though, I think New England backfield probably gets a little better draft capital.
I think so, too. So let's put the Cowboys at five. So far we're at Broncos, Browns, Raiders, Patriots, Cowboys. I do think that there could be at least some tiny, tiny, tiny uptick of a Javonte Williams valuation here. He is still, you know, dynasty leaguers will look at him. Is this right that he's only 24?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess depending on how your league mates value him,
he'd be 24.
I don't think anybody's going to be wanting to give you anything more than like a, you know, a rookie third or something for Javonte.
Right. Day two now of the NFL draft is the 25th of April.
Day two is?
That's his 25th birthday.
Okay.
On his 25th birthday, he's going to get nuked.
Happy birthday, Javonte. Okay, all right.
that's a terrible present.
It's terrible. Dude, I can't believe this, but are we going to – this is one of the ones where you can take some actionable advice out of it, but man, I know that the Steelers brought in Kenneth Gainwell and they have Jalen Warren. I just wonder if that organization's could, whether or not after all this time that the media's wanted to make Jalen Warren a thing and the analyst community's wanted to make Jalen Warren a thing and all the talk out there that he can be an RB1 if he gets the usage of Najee Harris. I'm not arguing that he can. I think that anybody, if they got the, you know, you just lock in 19 touches a game as a baseline, you're going to probably be flirting with RB1 status if you're any kind of running back worth your salt. I think Jalen Warren's fine. I think he's kind of good. The Steelers are absolutely going to take a running back. And they're going to take a good one in this class. And there's even been talk about them possibly even looking at I've not bought into the round one stuff, but you've certainly heard people talk about that. You know, Pittsburgh picks at 21. They pick at 52. They pick at 83. And then they have their fourth and their fifth round pick. No sixth round pick, but they have three seventh round picks, one from New Orleans, one from Atlanta, one from Washington.
Do you think maybe they learned a little bit here with this Najee thing? Like it didn't really help them or enhance their offense. And now they have Warren, very good pass protector, pass catcher, Kenneth Gainwell, good pass catcher. Evan Hull is on a futures contract. They just signed him. Like that's kind of like an archetype there. Cordero's still under contract as well. I'm not saying that they're going to roll into the season like this, but we did see the Kansas City Chiefs make a clear, distinct pivot after the Clyde Edwards-Helaire abomination of a selection. I'm not saying Najee was a failure because he obviously had 1,000-yard seasons every year, but that was like their focal point. I wonder if now they maybe kick the can on this. And I'm just bringing this conversation up just because it's March 24th and I want to have the conversation. Do you think potentially that they look at this running back position and go, why on earth would I spend a first-round pick on that again? It didn't work last time, and all I'm going to do is get a grinder? Like, we want to change the overview of this offense with Metcalf and Pickens now.
Is Warren more likely to get nuked than DeAndre Swift? I'm not sure.
I think Warren's more likely to get nuked, where Swift is more likely to get a partner. Like well, Caleb Johnson. And I don't think Caleb Johnson nukes Swift.
He nukes Roshan.
He nukes Roshan, correct.
Chicago's got – because they have the – they're still getting these picks from the Bryce Young thing. So they have number 39 from Carolina. They have 10, 39, 41. We've seen Ashton Jeanty mocked there at 10. I think it would be terrible. That would nuke everybody, right? That's the big one getting dropped.
What about Washington with Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler?
Oh, dude, Brian, what picks do they? Oh, yes, Robinson. We might need to move him up.
First, second, third.
So they just have their normal picks. No, the 79s, the third rounders from Miami, but they have basically regular picks, right? Their pick in the third is actually higher than it normally would have been. And they absolutely need a dynamic running back. On your mock draft database, who is generally going around pick number 60, what? 62, around pick number 79?
Scadaboo. And then Sampson.
Oh, those two?
Scadaboo and Sampson.
In a JD offense? Are you kidding me? Because you got to figure where do they pick in the first round? Like 29, something like that?
Yeah, 29.
So we know that I guess the wide receiver need is not, you know, they probably still have a little bit of a wide receiver need even after bringing in Debo. We know they need tackle. We have edge listed as a need. corner, linebacker. We don't have running back listed as a need in this sheet, which it should be.
You don't like Michael Gallup at the receiver position they brought in?
No. I think, dude, all right, so I think this thing goes.
That's a sleeper running back spot early.
Yes, I think this thing goes, okay, what? Brian Robinson's more. Is Ramondre more likely to get nuked than Brian Robinson? I think maybe. I think it goes, this next round goes Patriots, Commanders, Bears.
You put Bears ahead of the Cowboys?
No, the Cowboys are getting nuked. Nah, maybe not, though. We've seen them go with these plotters.
And we talked about that draft capital in the fifth round. It's not a complete nukage.
Yeah, I think they're going to take a fifth-round running back, but I do think I do think that the Jarquez Hunter would blow Javonte and Miles Sanders to absolute smithereens. But you're right. It wouldn't be like something where the team felt like they had to get this dude in, and he comes in and he's the starter for – he's walking through during voluntary OTAs, and he's, you know, doing walkthroughs with the first group the day he walks in, right? That's what happens with Travion or Quinshon or Omarion Hampton or Ashton Jeanty.
All right, let me read these off to you, and let me know where you'd adjust. Denver Broncos, number one. Cleveland Browns, number two. Raiders, number three. Patriots, number four. Commanders, number five. Chicago Bears, number six. Dallas Cowboys, seven. Steelers, eight.
I like that. I like putting the Steelers at eight because they could we could be wrong, and they could just really say, like, no, man, Jalen Warren's our guy, and that's what we're going to do, right? It's hard to know what's going to be going on with the Steelers before we even know what's going to happen with that entire offense,
yeah, you
know, as far as the signal caller.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
With the Rodgers thing. After that, is it like a Chase Brown Bengals situation? Is it a Tennessee Titans?
Well, with
Pollard and Spears, or I put Christian McCaffrey and Isaac Grendo up into this because I just think they're going to add somebody like a Devin Neal at some point.
But that's not going to nuke nothing.
I know, we're at number eight, right? We're a quarter of the way through the league, and I just wanted to put them up there because I think the conversation, you know, you put like
it can't be Chase Brown because they've spent all this money and they're saying that we have a couple of young pieces that we really like who we have, and it's mainly Amarius Mims, right? Mims and, yep. And Chase Brown, who we feel like we have on cheap contracts that we can, you know, we're going to need to hit more on guys like that. So I think they like Chase Brown.
Zach Moss has a question mark on his neck. And
I don't think he's going to play again.
They brought in.
That was a very scary injury, and they were acting like he's, you know, he's lucky he can walk and stuff. I hope he doesn't come back.
But if they have a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, one in each round, right? If they added, let's say, fifth round, sixth round, 154, 195, if they add a Trevor Etienne or a Raheem Sanders or a Donovan Edwards.
Rocket Sanders and Donovan Edwards don't. I don't think that they face Chase Brown.
Okay.
So
Rashard Smith from SMU, the pass catching back.
He would be an excellent kind of 1-2 punch. I think it would bite into Chase Brown. He's not going to get, I don't, they have so many needs on defense, dude. I think that them just coming out and saying that it's, you know, that guys like Chase Brown and Amarius Mims, like that's the way that we kind of feel like we could do this.
Okay.
I think that
what do you think about that Niners slice? The Niners have currently.
The Chiefs are going to get new
picks.
What about the Chiefs?
Yeah. Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs have.
They brought in Elijah Mitchell, which to me is an indictment on Isaiah Pacheco anyway.
Well, I mean, he's been banged up to hell.
Well, I get it. But why not? Are you telling me that Andy Reid's not going to draft a running back in this class?
I think he will. Just depends on when, right? They don't have a fifth or a sixth round pick.
Tyrone Tracy might get nuked, man. That's another one. That's like said. That's something where you can, if you have Tyrone Tracy and you're just like, well, I mean, he's going to be the, he's coming into the year as the clear starter. We know it for sure. It's like, are we sure?
Well, I just feel like they have far too many needs with, you know, Tyrone, Singletary still there, Eric Gray still there. That one feels less.
Yeah, well, right. And they have the offensive line that they have to rebuild. They need help in the defensive backfield. Where are their picks though? So New York picks at, they have two fourth rounders. They're going to take a running. I don't know if they will.
I mean, if they took a running back right there, it'd be like, that'd be something. I think in my latest mock four round mock on Roster Watch from last week, I put Bashaul Tootin to the Giants at the top of the fourth.
That doesn't nuke Tracy.
Okay. Well, there's your answer then.
Do you think Bashaul Tootin would nuke Tracy?
No.
I don't either.
It's a good complimentary piece.
Okay. So, but, I mean, we're starting to get into teams where these guys are relatively safe. I mean, when you're starting to consider, well, you know, what do people really think about Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears? Tony Pollard, 27 years old. Tyjae Spears is younger, but he's missing an ACL.
And also, these guys are now like we're getting years separated from. Remember, it was GM gone. Next offseason was a head coach gone, then a GM gone. And so we're getting years separated from different things happening. And this new regime with Borgonzi, they're the number one overall pick. We're assuming they're going to get Cam Ward. They have two fourths, two fifths. And Borgonzi just came over from Kansas City where he saw early running back doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Hit on Isaiah Pacheco, looking for that athletic type running back in the later rounds. Think of like a Jaden Blue. Think of a Montrell Johnson. Think of a Jarquez Hunter. Does that nuke? I think that sort of does nuke a Pollard, Tyjae Spears, who are purely not, you know, but they're not three down backs.
I know, but the organization and I know it's a new GM, but the organization, you know, I think Callahan has a voice, certainly a big voice in sort of the culture of this stuff. And all they did was just thank Tony Pollard through playing through the slog last year. And
well,
just
that's fine. That's fine. But look at what Callahan had in Cincinnati. He had a super athletic fifth round pick in Chase Brown. Borgonzi in Kansas City had a super athletic seventh round pick in Isaiah Pacheco. They're drafting one on day three. That's athletic. And that has upside.
Okay.
Not saying it's going to nuke them completely, like just off the sheet, but it's going to be a day three guy with upside, right? Donovan Edwards, a day three guy with upside, right?
Who?
It sounds disgusting.
Who did you just say was a
Donovan Edwards, Michigan?
How safe is Travis Etienne and Tank Bigsby's jobs? Travis Etienne is in a contract like 2025 is his club option year. It's his last year. They're going to need to draft a running back. When does Jacksonville pick? What are all their picks? So Jacksonville has, let's see. Oh, Jacksonville. So they have two third round picks.
And two fourths.
And two fourths. Dude, the question is with Travis Etienne, if we're just talking about his career in Jacksonville, I think that's a definite sell right now. But if we're talking about maybe he ends up going to a better situation and for 2026, he could be a little bit of a hold, I guess. but they're going to draft a running back. And can you read me the list of names in the mock draft database of running backs who are, well, let's look at what the needs that we had listed for them. Just to see, we know that they're going to go defense at five over, they're not going running back at five overall. They need interior defensive line. They need, interior defensive line, interior offensive line, and DBs is what we sort of have.
Yeah.
I feel like, where's like Eamon Ward? Is Eamon Ward available at 36 in these mocks?
36th overall?
Yeah.
Unlikely.
What about like Hairston?
Well, he's gotten a big boost lately, but he's right on the fringe of the first round.
Oh, 36 is right on the fringe. I think they're going to go defense with their first two picks, five and 36.
And then between 70 and 125, you go running back at once.
I mean, I think in this class, it would be malpractice not to.
So
considering all you have is Bigsby and you have ETN in his final year, and you kind of had Bigsby sort of, to my complete disbelief, kind of taking over the torch a little bit last season. I think that the Jags backfield is going to get nuked by the NFL draft.
RJ Harvey.
Oh gosh, staying in Florida? Are you kidding?
Irving rule.
Let's put them next on the list. What is the list so far?
So you would put Jacksonville ahead of Tennessee, ahead of Kansas City.
Yep, they're going to. I mean, dude, Kansas City and Tennessee are both top 10. Kansas City and Jacksonville are both top 10. They have to be.
So we're going Jacksonville over Tennessee because of draft capital.
It feels like the scenario that we just talked over felt too perfect. They're going to go Mason Graham or Jalen Walker at five. They're going to hope that Eamon Ware or what's his name from Florida State?
Oh, Azariah Thomas.
Azariah Thomas. Is he being locked around 36 or so?
Yep. He's an early round two guy.
Yes. Like that is too perfect. And then through that stretch that they have with the four? Yeah, from picks, the 2-3s and the 2-4s, they are absolutely taking a running back. Gladstone's too smart. He knows. I even asked him about whether he saw the value in this running back class. He said, "Well, certainly. I think everybody sees it."
I think you're looking right in the eyes of a Dylan Sampson, a DJ Giddens, an RJ Harvey, a Trevor Etienne, good, something like that.
Good luck to Trevor Etienne. No. I'm not sure how much Travis would love.
Can you imagine
getting your job taken by your own little bro?
So that feels like a strong top 11.
Yeah. Some of these other guys, it's like, I'd
rank these next four: Houston Texans, Mixon, and then Damian Pierce. Mixon's 28.
And San Francisco,
Christian McCaffrey is 28.
I think they brought back Dario Gumbawale.
Yep. Well, sure. Whatever you think a Gumbawale is worth.
Okay.
So Joe Mixon's going to turn 29 this summer. Damian Pierce behind him. Christian McCaffrey is going to turn 29 this summer. Garendo's behind him. You have the Giants backfield with Tracy and Gray. The Bengals backfield with Chase Brown and P. Ryan. That feels like the next four. We also have Najee with who turns 20. He just turned 27. And Kamani Vidal.
We're starting to get to a point in the list, I think, here where –
but like, is there one of those teams? Like, if you were to make a top 12 list here,
what about the Giants and the Bengals? Are we? I kind of think that they should be
the next two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think we're getting to the point where it's not that very likely. I think that the top 11 are pretty likely, right? The But the fact is, there are 20 running backs in this class that are good enough that they go, if they fall to the right spot, to be able to take over jobs.
Yep.
But I just don't know, can they take over Christian McCaffrey's job? Can they take over Joe Mixon's job? Can they take over Najee Harris's job? That's a taller task than Isaiah Pacheco, Jalen Warren, Javonte Williams, DeAndre Swift, Brian Robinson, you know, Audric Estime, Jerome Ford.
That's probably fair. I'm like scrolling through and it's like, once I get past Scadaboo, for me, who's my running back 12, he's your running back 7. Your running back 12 is ETN. That feels like a good threshold. I think Breshard Smith is fringe. He's 194 pounds, super fast. He would kind of have to hit at like a Bucky Irving level to really take over a spot. After that, it's like LaQuint Allen. I don't think he can take over a backfield like that from a Mixon or a Chase Brown or a McCaffrey. I don't think Devin Neal can right off the rip. I guess you could kind of tell yourself a story, but I don't think so. Donovan Edwards, Taj Brooks, Woody Marks. Like, I think we kind of hit a bar there in those kind of like third, fourth round area.
Well, no, hold on. Are those guys going in the mock draft database ahead of Jarquez Hunter in that group?
Breshard Smith is 190. Jarquez Hunter is 172.
And Devin, where is Woody Marks and stuff?
Woody Marks is 232.
Okay, so, all right. I think now we're just talking about guys. I think now the guys you would talk about possibly getting nuked wouldn't be like nuked right off the bat. But
it'd be the meat shield. They'd be drafting a meat shield. Somebody that could potentially grow into a role a la Marshawn Lloyd last year.
Well, but Marshawn Lloyd never grew into the role.
But he was supposed to. That was the theory, though, right?
Yeah. So, and those players that could happen for, I think next year would hurt their backups more than anything. But I would say Christian McCaffrey, who's 28, Joe Mixon, who's 28.
Who we know Damian Pierce isn't really that wanted. And that's
Aaron Jones, who's 30, but they brought in Jordan Mason. So that makes that seem less likely to me. Alvin Kamara, who's 29.
Kamara, okay, New Orleans is a good one because of the Kendre situation as well.
Yeah, they're not happy. We'll see what Kellen Moore thinks of Kendre, but if what other people have thought of him is any indication, he's not going to like him either. So it would be really hard for them to draft one of these guys and at least draft them with the capital that would make them think, all right, well, we got to get this guy in over Kamara, but they do have two picks in the third round and they have two picks in the fourth round, 71, 93, 111, and 130. I think now it's like, it's kind of unlikely, but we're to the spot where it's like, we're having to now put, like, we're to the bucket now of these running backs are old. The backup situation is depleted. These running backs are beginning to show signs of wear. And even though they might not, you won't feel like this is a nuclear bomb that gets dropped on your dynasty squad or whatever on the night of the draft, it could end up being through the course of the season. We could start to see a changing of the guard from one guy to the next. Maybe in the same way that we thought maybe like it didn't come to fruition, but maybe like the same way that we saw a Trey Benson last year with James Conner. And James Conner and Trey Benson is a situation that we could maybe have in here too, even though they did extend James Conner for two more seasons.
What about the Ravens? I didn't even think about the Ravens with Derrick Henry, who's 31 years old.
Yeah, there's no, but here's the thing. It's like, he's not going to get nuked by the draft.
No.
Saquon's old too, but he's not going to get nuked by the draft.
No. I'm putting him into this conversation. What I'm saying is like with the age thing with McCaffrey and Mixon and Kamara, he's the oldest of the whole group. And, you know, Justice Hill is the guy behind him. And they have like Keaton Mitchell and, you know, Rasheen Ali, like these donks like this.
All right. So basically we've gotten to the point where it's like these players, if teams, if there's a, how many spots that where we, there's too many good running backs to go to spots where they're going to go in there and they're going to just get immediate value, right? Some of these guys you're going to have to pick based on talent. They're going to go to spots that you don't like. And if it's behind Christian McCaffrey, if it's behind, God forbid, Saquon or Derrick Henry, you're going to have to wait for the wheels to fall off of these guys, right? It's just like that's the way it's going to be. So how do you weigh that versus going to a spot where it's like I don't know where there's an end in sight here with like you know going to like the Jets where they have Breece Hall who's 23 and Braylon Allen who's 21 or like Gibbs and Montgomery who are just locked in there Bijan and Allen
Kyren and Corum
what
Kyren and Corum
those kinds right so how about this dude there I think that ranking these past I'm not sure it's actionable here past these kind of when we get to this Cincinnati sort of into this kind of Texans 49ers Saints range, right? That's actually the top 16. That's half the league. That half of the league is those are the spots where you want these talented running backs to go. And that's the spots where these starters are saying, please don't let the talented guys come there. Hopefully you can use that actionably in your best ball stuff to discount some of these runners that look like they're in elevated spots. And if they are in elevated spots where you can get dynasty value off of them, certainly candidates to trade. Cody, what is the safest backfield? Who can lean back and say historic 2025 NFL running back class? Guess what? I don't care. I'm the safest of all.
Well, I mean, that 100% has to be the two backfields with the number one and number two running backs in the country, in the world. In the NFL, it's Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson with the Lions and the Falcons.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.